No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check him out at concreteindustries.com.
And late NEBCO on that throw.
He got distracted.
He did.
Hey, yeah. Late on the throw like a quarterback.
Yeah.
Just late.
Never go late down the middle.
Nope.
Never.
Got picked off.
I was late.
He got picked off on that.
I was reading text. It was funny. Yeah. It made me think of Bill a little bit. Some guy from the 620, I don't know who this is, 620. Okay. What is that, Mississippi?
Let's check and see.
602, I think, is Arizona.
Okay. 620 for sure?
Yeah, 620.
620, that would be in Wichita.
Oh, hello, Wichita. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. That's me right Steve. In front of you. Yeah. Hey, I scared the crap out of you.
You call me Steve. You're one of the few people that do. Hey, Steve, some real flames came out of the Styx concert Saturday night. Whoa. He showed some video.
I won't. Sent you video from the Styx concert?
From a Styx concert, maybe in Wichita. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
I love calling you Steve.
Steve.
I called you Steve yesterday when I snuck up behind your computer.
And he didn't see you.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen that moment. If you're just tuning in, just to recap, it's been a very newsworthy show, very big, packed weekend. Of course, Nebraska beat Creighton 71-50 last night. We covered that. It was an impressive win by Nebraska. 9-0. They'll play Wisconsin Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at PBA, trying to get a 10-0.
You just hammered Creighton.
But they suck. Yeah. They don't look right. Bad team this year.
They'll be mentally ready to go on Wednesday for Big Ten. I think they'll hammer Wisconsin.
Jeez.
That'd be great.
I think that'll happen. I just think you're going to see like about four great teams. I think Nebraska
Big Ten
at worst Nebraska finishes fifth in the league.
Wow, you're saying that right now?
Yeah,
I haven't even played a conference game.
Yeah, I got them fifth in the league.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get a better handle on that.
I'm fifth to sixth. But I'm not going like ninth or anything.
You're saying Illinois is one of the four, right?
Yes, I am.
Illinois,
Purdue.
Barring any injuries.
Michigan is really good.
And Michigan State.
Those are the four.
We'll see when Oogie comes back. We haven't seen Oogie play yet. The post guy. It would help Rink and Berkey out in terms of some minutes there.
When's he coming back?
And Leo Curtis.
Leo Curtis did play the last minute of the game.
He got in.
He got in when you were typing about the defensive coordinator.
Leo got in.
Yes. If he got into the game, didn't have minutes before, I don't think he's going to be the key to success.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
But hopefully he can spell some minutes eventually for those guys.
I don't know that you need Oogie.
Well, they don't have to play. They don't have to play. They don't have to play. Yeah. So congrats to Nebraska. Women also 9-0. Volleyball will play Kansas Friday night here in Lincoln in the Sweet 16, 8:30. That's late. ESPN2 for Nebraska volleyball on Friday night.
When's that again?
Friday night, 8:30 p.m.
Where's that at?
In Lincoln.
And the winner plays
Louisville.
Or
Texas A&M.
You just got Louisville advancing.
Likely Louisville. Yeah. They're unlikely.
You advanced Louisville.
I did kind of do that.
Shake's doing advanced bracket work.
We also mentioned a new O-line coach, Jeep Wade, in for Donovan Raiola, and a new defensive coordinator, Rob
Orich.
That's a lot.
From San Diego State. So busy. We didn't mention Emmett Johnson's going pro officially also.
Should have probably done that.
Matt Campbell's going to Penn State. It's a packed show.
Iowa State news. I'm sure you've been.
Jimmy Rogers, new coach at Iowa State.
Oh, and you're from Washington the biggest State? News that I've heard is Neuheisel maybe going to Washington State.
Jerry?
As the head coach?
As the head coach.
That would be something.
Elder Neuheisel.
Oh,
Elder.
Rick.
Elder Neuheisel.
That wouldn't shock me.
How old is Rick Neuheisel? He,
like 64?
Not that old.
He's been panning to get back in. That would not surprise me. Also, I'm confused at Tulane because Blake Baker but he says
look that up, by the way.
He's going to stay at LSU, which I took as if they didn't offer him the job, because you would take that head job at Tulane. Think where Tulane's led to.
Oh yeah.
In the past 2 years, you would take that. So he must.
Why?
And so I don't know why, and that job has not been filled. Hmm. So that's an interesting one.
See if there's any reports of
that.
That
would be it. I guarantee you that Neuheisel is pushing for that, and it's kind of like why wouldn't you bring in a vet? I will say this from listening. The one thing is, it's kind of like our jobs. We do stay on top of what's going on. You're not like just like, I don't know, there's a portal now? When did that happen or this happened? You get a chance to get your thoughts together.
Per John Canzano, who writes for Oregon, I guess Washington State is interested in Rick Neuheisel.
What about Famel?
Rick.
What about
Rick
Famel?
Neuheisel with Jerry being the OC possibly.
Right, Jerry.
Rick.
What about Famel?
Famel hasn't weighed in. Famel's the newsbreaker. Famel's a newsbreaker.
Wait for Pete Thamel.
Yeah. So how about that? Rick Neuheisel back in the game.
Possibly.
After years of being outside.
Tulane's going to hire Will Hall to be the head coach.
Who's that?
Will Hall is the veteran assistant coach for Tulane.
Is he?
Former head coach at Southern Miss and was Tulane's OC in 2019-2020 and came back this year as the pass game coordinator. Could be the head coach.
Underwhelming.
Tulane. Yeah.
But doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it might work fine.
Yeah, doesn't have to be a name.
Yeah.
The number of times where everyone, all these people all started that are stars right now, all started someplace else. Now, the Kirby didn't. You know, he was been with Saban forever and then kind of advanced. But a lot of people, it's like, no. The ones you think that are incredible right now, they started off in different positions.
Siggs didn't become a head coach until he was 50.
No, he was 50. That's right, 50. And that was
Indiana. And look at him now.
And that was Division II. Right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at Siggs now.
He bet on himself at age 50.
And then, again, Rob Orange, the new DC for Nebraska, from San Diego State. If you're a believer in stop, you know what stop rate all about that? The stop rate percentage? Bill, are you a fan of that stat at all or not?
Yeah, it's a fat. It's a stat. Okay. Yeah,
San Diego State was number two in stop rate this year at FBS.
Where'd you get that?
From Max Olson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Max.
I just saw you asked. Hey, you asked the question.
No. I'm joking, Jay.
What you would like, this is what I would believe, is if there is someone, you have what's current on your staff, and then also if I was looking to add someone to my staff, it wouldn't be so much. You want to have somebody come with you that knows how you want stuff done. And then my other piece would be, how do we find somebody with more Big Ten knowledge? When you go into a new conference, it's a lot. Like all of a sudden, you want to whip into the Big 12 and be a coordinator, a D coordinator at Baylor. Okay,
why is it a lot though? Why
a lot going on? Just because it's new.
Isn't football football?
No, when it's new, it's new. I mean, one thing I always got going is what? Just all right. We kind of know what to expect, and you have such a feel. Do you really understand what it's like to go against Iowa till you've won against Iowa?
I'm playing babe in the woods to draw this out of you.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah. So. It does matter. There's nuances per conference.
Absolutely. You want to have. How many? It would be hard for almost any school in the SEC to say, hey, we're going to hire a new coordinator. And he might have NFL like that, but has no SEC knowledge. Where's he from? He's from the Mountain West. And that would be hard.
There'd be an adjustment period.
There'd be an adjustment period like that. And then also, you don't have the fan base behind you because you don't. You're like going, hold it now. You're coming from the Sun Belt down to the SEC.
I'm very interested in this discussion.
It is because you just know more about them. When coaches don't change, you have a pretty good feel. When you've played against a team like four or five times, it's the same coach. You're going, okay, here's what we got. When you played against Gus Malzahn at Auburn, you knew, hey, we're going to get sugar huddle. We're going to get this unbound. We're going to get trickery. You had a feel for
it. You know what this reminds me of so much? The most glaring example I can give you is when Nebraska moved to the Big Ten and Pelini was not happy. I mean, and I'd be like, what's the big deal? And I wasn't playing Babe in the Woods. And he'd just say, it's a complete simple. It's a completely different game than the Big 12. Yeah. They didn't have many linebackers. Nebraska didn't have many linebackers. Right. And they were little. I mean, they didn't have big, strong Big Ten linebackers like Campbell.
It's and just the knowledge
Campbell,
of it.
Campbell, Iowa.
Jack Campbell.
Also, it's also just nice to know.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not because, oh, that's not a big deal. No, it's nice to know this. What you're generally up against. What's the stadium look like when you go there? All those things. It does factor. Does that mean it's a, like, don't get me wrong, it's a bad hire. What I'm saying is just do the smart thing with it. Now, add someone maybe from the Big Ten as an assistant, or B, you know, maintaining your staff if they have a feel for it, for what this conference is going to give you. You want to have somebody like that because it is a, and then also.
Okay,
And your off season now. Is in my it's 10 times that this time you have to spend on teams. Like, I mean, how much time you got to spend preparing to defend him, to have yourself ready to go. It's like, okay, what's, because you know what it's like to play Illinois. We know what it's like, wouldn't you have a good idea of playing Illinois? Mm-hmm. Well, you better spend some time on. So now the time that, because every team is brand new to the coordinator, every game is brand new to him. He's not like, oh yeah, I get Oregon, I get these guys. Yep, I got Ohio State. I'm with you.
How much of the challenge is also him teaching his defense to coaches. Now, he might bring guys with him, but there's at least going to be one holdover, and there'll be more staff holdovers that we don't talk about.
It's a lot because you have to do a presentation of like, and then the question is going to be, okay, how much does he change the verbiage? You know, with like, hey, this is this call.
Yep.
We'll just keep it the same. I'll change. Or is it the other part of it where I'm going to change? Jake. When you came in, when you came into Alabama, you changed. So even on offense, they had an offensive call for a formation that both the offense and the defense used. There was no communication of what it was. And then when you came in as an offensive coordinator, it's like, no, we call it like Alabama calls it. You can call your plays. I'm not saying that. But we're going to call it in the – so both sides, and someone says that it's trips, you know, whatever it is, like that, quads empty. Well, we call that Zebra 99. Mm-hmm. No, we don't. We call it quads empty here at Alabama.
See, that's different.
So everyone,
you got to learn that.
So the verbiage is all the same. Yep. So everyone in the building knows when you call a formation, if you walk down, if you had somebody, an intern walking down the hallway at Alabama and just, hey, come in this room real quick, drop slot trips. He could draw it up. You know why? Because that's what it's called. And that's what everyone knows it's called on both sides of the ball. Mm. So it's interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, God, that is it's an elaborate sport. Elaborate.
Now, Matt Campbell, the Penn State.
Good fit.
Took him, what, was it 50 days? What was the surge?
I don't know. He went through, I think he cycled through eight guys, though.
To end with that, it's pretty solid.
Pretty
right?
good.
To end with that after what is an embarrassing
100%.
I think that's a pretty solid
height. I totally agree.
Of it really good. Like everyone has said, and I agree with, is if they had done this 2.5 weeks ago, we all would have been, pretty good. Problem is, they had to wait that long. That's why it has a little bit of a twinge to it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to wait that long.
Yeah, there is a twinge to it, and there's a twinge in the form of a leaked audio from Pat Kraft and a meeting with the players, which was bizarre.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, leaked audio.
I didn't hear the audio, but I read about it.
Another like Pelini gate type thing, but it was Pat Kraft saying, like, Oregon, you don't want to go to Oregon. There's just a bunch of weirdos out there. Michigan cheated. Ohio State sucks.
That.
Oh, he said he said incredible things. Doesn't seem to be in any trouble for it. He's just kind of a dude being a dude, and somebody got him. I mean, somebody audio taped him.
Anytime you walk into a meeting, just you have to assume that you're being audio taped.
Yep.
Be careful now.
God, you do a lot of that
But they
stuff.
Did a nice job with it. They really did.
Yeah, they got Campbell. They locked down Campbell. He has nothing to apologize for leaving Ohio State. He left it much better than he came. He worked wonders there, had an 11-win season. And, I mean, I'm surprised this didn't happen a long time ago that he would have made the jump to the, but to the Big
he's
Ten.
He's been a hot topic item for years now. He's
if they would have said November 1st that I think Matt Campbell, he would have been like, sounds good. Sounds pretty good. It's kind of what our plan is. Yeah.
It's not Cignetti.
Yeah.
Remember, Cignetti was on that radar.
Oh, he got talked to. You know he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Had to.
He got money out of it.
So your new coach is the Big Ten. You got Pat Fitzgerald, Michigan State.
Wow. That's a wow.
Hire. Bob Chesney at UCLA is pretty wow for them.
Pretty good hire.
That's a B+.
They'll be better. Will be better than what they were.
A or a B+.
Matt Campbell at Penn State's pretty
B+.
Wow.
B+.
That's pretty solid. And then I'm missing somebody else.
Hey, Fitz. I've watched Fitz's press conferences, his basketball game appearance. Fitz is ready to roll, it looks like. And they got a ton of money.
He's got to be excited. They have money. He has to be excited.
They got a ton of money. They got a booster that's giving them.
And there's heavy conversation right now that Sharon Moore must win next year. There's heavy conversation about that. Yeah, it's like, hey, listen, he needs to win.
Ooh.
And he had that great finish to it last year, but we'll see. In the bowl game, they have Texas.
Oh,
so if Texas shows up and they play their guys, I don't see any way Michigan can beat them.
Remember Sharon 9-3?
Be 9-3.
He's winning now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you that's the word
enough
on the street. The word on the street has not
interesting.
Been like we talked about when that story was written. If he was available, what job would he get?
And who's hiring Sharon Moore?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? I mean, they reset expectations. They won three straight Big Ten title games and a national championship. Things changed at Michigan.
I react that way because Michigan's such a monster.
And they're a monster.
And if that job opens, that's a big, big deal. I mean, that's movement that would be fascinating to see. I mean, who they get. And wow, Sherrone.
Matt Campbell was mentioned there when, oh, when yes. Harbaugh yes. went to the pros. Yes. They thought he could be the 100. Guy. Not Sherrone Moore, but they thought it could be Matt Campbell.
Ooh, Sherrone. Sherrone.
Also, Nebraska again, to the Vegas Bowl officially.
Official.
Official. New Year's Eve, 14.5-point dogs. We'll see who does not play
now,
for
the
Utah.
The weird part of it is, it's like a what? 2 o'clock in the afternoon game.
It's a strange
game.
Time.
2:30.
Yeah. Not really strange, but just it's an afternoon game. Can I check it?
I think it's 2:30 Central. Central.
Hang on.
Check it out, Jake.
I think that's right.
December 31st. I'm scrolling down here on the app. It is 2:30 this time. Correct.
Can we talk about what else is completely nuts? Is that there's a bowl game on Saturday, and it's a good one.
This Saturday.
It's the Gronk Bowl. Boise State, Washington. This Saturday, so
wow,
so that got named. Wow. So that got named on Sunday, they're in bowl prep.
Yep, God.
So the only thing the only thing bad about this time is that there's like no bowl experience because I mean it's like when are they leaving for the bowl game? I mean,
today's Monday. They play Saturday.
So
and their season's over.
So they just found out. So they're going, yeah, we'll leave Thursday. We'll go to Hollywood and then we'll play the game or whatever. It's like I'm happy. There's a bowl game Saturday night, so that makes me very happy.
Yeah, the schedule is early. I mean, usually you see the bowl games kick off the week before Christmas, or the weekend before
usually
Christmas.
About, so the potato would be like around the 19th or 20th.
So we got two game Saturday. We got also the Celebration Bowl, SC State Prairie View.
I'm sorry?
Celebration. SC State and Prairie View. So and then Tuesday, Wednesday, there's two games. Next Thursday, there's a game. Next Friday, we got three games plus the playoff game. So it's on us. It's right here already. Bowl season.
Boise State, Washington.
That's Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
It's a good bowl game.
Great bowl game. Yeah, it's a great bowl game. Right out of the – I tell you one thing.
On ABC.
You know what's happening to the coaches? They're going to get a bowl bonus. They're going to get some bowl gifts. And they're going to be done on the 18th. They're going to have vacation.
With no recruiting.
No recruiting. It's like you're always doing something, but you can't go out. And they can't come in. So it's like, no, guys, go fishing, go office hunting. Go
imagine if Nebraska was playing the bowl game this Saturday.
It would really be weird.
Yeah, it'd be really weird.
All right.
It'd be really weird.
Yeah.
I'd be out.
Over before the
15th. And where's that bowl game?
L.A.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is it being played at SoFi? Where's
is that
the
SoFi?
Game? I'm checking it out real quick.
I'm assuming it's SoFi. It's the Gronk Bowl.
Hang on.
It's got to be SoFi, doesn't it?
It is at SoFi Stadium.
And a sweet stadium. Be fun to play there.
Yeah. Well, that's a.
But I can imagine fans going, "Yes, in the bowl game, we have. Well, where is it? When is it? What?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
What?
In L.A.
You imagine the buzz around L.A. now. Imagine signs
no buzz.
All over LAX.
No buzz.
Boys, no buzz.
Saturday.
There's no buzz.
No
in buzz. LA. There's no buzz. They should play it in the Rose Bowl.
they should
play it in their plate in Pasadena. There'll be 100 people there.
No buzz whatsoever.
No people even know what's going on.
It's not
on.
Even buzz for USC games.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm exaggerating.
When we come back, Mozzarella Monday, Texas, the best of your weekend at 464-568-5. $25 to Vows on the line next on Early Break for the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.